See y'all this morning. Hope everyone's doing well. I don't know about y'all, but we just had a very moving Sunday school class, and just know God's in control. Amen. See heads being nodded right now. If you're not in Sunday school, we'd like to invite you to come. We'll make room. There's plenty of spots. We'd just love to have you. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. We've got a couple of things. It's I know one for sure it's going to go on this morning here in a little while. We're just at a powerful time. But as we get ready to go to prayer, and I know that God knows each and every situation. I believe that. Do you?
Amen.
Amen. He knows things that have happened yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Amen.
He's here to guide and direct us and ask us. All we got to do is just release it to Him. And as we go to prayer this morning, we want to be in much prayer for all the children going back to school, for all the situations that's going forward, for His protection, for all the directions with the school systems, and also for those that are sick and shut in. I know there are testimonies of praise. There's healing right now. God is already touching in many. Maybe we haven't seen it yet, but we know our great God.
Amen.
That is preparing for us right now. If you have a prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand this morning.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Oh, God sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, dear Lord, we just praise
you.
Dear Lord, we just love and bless you. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to gather in your house and in your name. Dear Lord, as we come together, dear Lord, may we just turn off anything that's just distracting us right now, dear Lord. May we just release every situation into your mighty hands, dear Lord, and ask you, dear Lord, just take charge in our life. Dear Lord, we don't even have the answer of the way it should be done properly, but you do. Lord, we ask as you guide us through discernment and through your love and through your Holy Spirit, Lord, that we'll just walk faithfully in your path that you would have us to go. Lord, again, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for everyone represented here. Lord, we want to lift up those that aren't able to be with us this morning. Dear Lord, you know the circumstances, whether they're sick and shut in, they're recovering from procedures, from surgeries, dear Lord, for those that just, for whatever reason, they're not able to be with us this morning, dear Lord, and I know their heart is, whether in nursing homes, assisted living, but dear Lord, there's more numbers than I can speak. But, dear Lord, we're thanking you for being with them, dear Lord. Prick their hearts. Let them feel your holy presence. And, dear Lord, for those that are lost this morning, and, dear Lord, we ask now that you'll just turn them in the direction they should go, dear Lord. Let them feel the Word. Hear your Word, dear Lord. Let them feel your Holy Spirit. Again, dear Lord, we just want to lift you up and honor you, dear Lord. We ask you to bless our pastor and his family. Lord, we put them in your hands and ask you to guide and direct them. And, dear Lord, for every ministry that goes forth out of here, Lord, may it be to edify you and you alone. Lord, we just honor and praise you in Jesus' name. And we all say,
amen,
amen. 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 Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. While you're standing, if you will, please, turn to page 276. Prayer Bells in Heaven. Praise God.
Yeah.
coming up here with us this morning. So glad to see him. You may be seated if you can. We're going to go ahead and take up the morning offering and get and let them, and then we're going to have special prayer this morning. It's kind of a, some of you parents who don't know, we just love our children. We're so blessed with our young people's ministry from the teens on down, even from my age on down. We're just so blessed. But we're just ready and excited about what today has to bring. Just got one quick announcement that I have handy here. Men, if you're all invited, Tuesday night at 7 p.m. out in the Curtis, out in the Children's Church, excuse me, we'll be having our Band of Brothers meeting. And if you haven't had a chance to come, we'd love to have you. It's just that we just come and we just worship the Lord and just let Him minister us with our daily needs, the situations that we're in life right now. So it'll be just a great time to come. So it's Tuesday night at 7 p.m. out in the Children's Church. If you have any questions, please see me or any of the men that's involved. We'd love to have you. Praise God. Praise
Brother
God.
Jim, we need a five-minute board meeting after church service today.
Okay.
5 minutes.
Any board members right after church? Start the clock as soon as Jim says start. He's at a five-minute meeting, so it won't take long. Thank you, guys. Brother Billy, would you ask the Lord just to bless our morning offering, please? Yes, Lord. Amen. Holy presence at all times, but when time seems maybe a little cloudy, a little dark, we know a God that we can go to in every storm and every situation. I've just sprung this on Brother Eddie, and Brother Tony just had it sprung on him this morning. Some of the parents, we were talking this morning, and as y'all know, some of the other counties, we've got some kids been in school for 3 or 4 weeks, and 3 weeks, and then we've got some that are just starting, the local ones in Carroll County this next week, but we're going to open up the altar right now, and we're going to ask Brother Tony to bring the kids up. And all you children I see sitting out in the congregation, y'all come on up. We're going to have prayer this morning. And I know y'all are taught in children's church and in our church services how great prayer is and how great our God is. I want all the young people, anybody, don't be shy. This is just a time we're just going to release it all to the Lord. So if you will, parents, grandparents, if y'all want to stand behind them, let's let the kids get in close, and we're going to have special prayer this morning. Praise God. Brother Eddie, we'll turn it over to you, please. Come on in, guys. Get all the kids in here.
And all of our school kids are joining hands this morning. I just want to let you know, as you go to school, the Lord's going to be with you each and every day. He's going to protect and bless you. We're just going to pray for a good, healthy school year. Let's all bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we come this morning, Lord God, and bring these children before you, Lord. God, we know that they're precious. Watch over us, Lord. Father, we pray for our own children, for our teachers. God, our bus drivers, and our teachers, and God, for good and evil. God, just take them for the way of the same, Lord. All of our God, the fire, Lord. God, even though the plan, the mother, I pray that. God, as you send your God, you're going to be able to count it back. God, you're
Thank you. God great?
Yes, amen.
Amen. And as Brother Eddie in the prayer, also we were for the teachers, administrators, bus drivers, anyone involved. Just Lord, just touch. We're going to turn it over to Miss Penny now. Praise the Lord.
So good to be back in God's house.
Amen.
Every day is one day nearer to get to go and be home with the Lord. We sang this at homecoming, but y'all worship the Lord with us as we sing, I've come too far to turn back now.
I've come too far to look back.
Thank you, Jesus.
His love so amazing. His love so amazing.
Amen.
Jesus Messiah. How many knows Jesus Messiah? Amen. Praise God. Not only know about Him, but knows Him intimately. Amen. Can you give the Lord praise in the house this morning? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So good to be in the house of the Lord, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. So many people. We're still passing churches on our way to church that are still closed and locked down. And I'm just so thankful that we have the ability to come and gather together in the name of the Lord and just feel His Spirit and fellowship one with another and just pray the safekeeping of the Lord. And I know that God is able, amen, to keep us safe from all harm and danger. Amen. If you have your Bibles this morning, go with us to the book of Psalms and to the 51st Psalm of David. 51st Psalm. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and tell them how much you love them. Now tell them how much you love Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's begin with the 15th verse this morning in the 51st Psalm of David. Chapter number 51, verse number 15. O Lord, open Thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth Thy praise. For Thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, Thou wilt not despise. Can we pray? Dear gracious Heavenly Fathers, we come at this hour to love You and to thank You, God, for Your grace, Your mercy, Your abounding love. For those who have gathered here this morning, God, with the anticipation, God, of hearing from heaven, Father, I pray, God, that You would speak to our hearts this morning. God, speak to our spirit. God, I pray this morning, God, that You would anoint this vessel, these lips of clay. God, is nothing more than an oracle, God, that the Holy Ghost may speak to us this morning and will be submissive and obedient, God, to Your will and to Your word. And we do remember those who are suffering. Many are sick, many are afflicted, but God, many are lost. Father, and we pray, God, a revival fire, God, would start in this land, God, to prick the hearts, God, of the unsaved, God, to convict their spirit and their lifestyle, God, that they may turn to You, Lord, before it's everlasting too late. Help us get a burden, God, for the lost. Help us, God, to be realized that there are those out there right now that's suffering, that do not know You. And Father, we pray, God, that this be the day, this be the time and the hour, God, that many will turn their soul over to You and will give You praise and honor and glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Give the Lord one more hand clap of praise. You may be seated. Praise God. This morning I want to bring a message entitled Broken But Not Destroyed. Broken But Not Destroyed. David writes this psalm after that Nathan the prophet comes to him. You all know the story. David basically has pronounced his own judgment. We find that Nathan comes in and speaks to David concerning what the Lord laid upon his heart. And he uses the story of the rich man and the poor man. The rich man had a number of sheep in his herd. He was well off, and there was another man who was not as fortunate, and he was described as this poor man who only had one ewe lamb. One lamb was all that he had. Nathan went on to say in this story, a wayfarer or a stranger came to the house of the rich man. The rich man wanted to make a buffet, wanted to make a banquet for him. So rather than going out and partaking of one of his flock, he goes to the poor man and takes the one and only sheep that he has, and he slaughters it and prepares a meal for the stranger. David's anger grew with every part of the story that Nathan was telling him. David said, "This man will surely die, and he will also have to restore fourfold that one to what he had taken it from." Nathan looks at David and says, "Thou art the man. Thou art the man." It pricked David's heart. He began to be broken. He began to be apologetic.
He began to seek remorse in the eyes of the Lord. Thus he began this story, or began this psalm. The very first verse, he says, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from thine iniquity," or from mine iniquity, "and cleanse me from my sin." Listen to these very important words. "For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me." David began to seek the Lord's forgiveness. How many is thankful for the forgiveness of the Lord? But David realized something. Understand, David was in a position of royalty. He was in a position of great wealth. He was in a position of offering some of the best sacrifices that could be offered. But in his communication with God, God laid it upon his heart. David realized that it was not the sacrifice that God was looking for. It was not the burnt offering that God was wanting from David. But David realized it was not the promises to do better. It was not the greater works to see what I can do to restore the favor from you, God. But yet he realized that what God was looking for was a broken spirit. I began to dwell on this. The other day we came up and we had a man that was looking at the roof out here because it's got some leaks in it, and he was going to give us an estimate on what he could fix it for, and he began to talk, and come to find out this man is a minister now, and he mentioned a few things that really stirred my spirit. He said that he wasn't a man of God and wasn't raised in a house that served God or even loved God. And I want you parents to listen to me. The man stated that he was raised by a witch. His words. He said his mother practiced witchcraft. Not only did she not believe that there was a God, but she practiced satanic worship in the form of Wiccan. And he was raised in this. He said naturally he developed that mindset that there is no God. Everything is what it is. And there is no heaven, and there is no thing. And he began to talk about that. But he said, you know what? He said, I've tried all of those things in the world. And let me just pause and tell you. For as many things as you try in the world, you'll never find peace and joy and contentment and satisfaction in anything in this world has to offer. Amen? Because you'll never get enough of it. You'll never be satisfied until you come to a repentant and broken and contrite spirit and kneel at an altar of repentance and ask Jesus Christ to be Lord and Savior of your life. There's nothing out there in the world that can give you what a relationship with Jesus can give you. But you know, he said it wasn't necessarily, and I'm paraphrasing now, wasn't necessarily the ministry, it wasn't necessarily the church worship or the service that turned him around. He said God broke him. He said God broke me. In order to fix me, God broke me. He broke my spirit. And that's all right. Come on, it's all right to have a broken spirit, because I don't think God can adequately use a vessel until that vessel has been broken and marred and repented and a contrite and a broken open heart for the presence and the acknowledgement that I am nothing without you, God. I am mere flesh and bone. I can't even breathe without you breathing into my nostrils. I can't even walk. I can't talk. I can't do anything without you. God, break me and mold me into what you would have me to be. The good story is, he was having a Bible study that very night. Amen. Listen, when God breaks you, come on.
Hallelujah. It's not sacrifice. It's not how much money I can give and offer. It's not how many names on the church roll that I can get my name associated with. Not how many times I'm dunked in the water. But when God breaks you, amen, you realize, glory to God, that you have sinned. You are a sinner. You have iniquity in your life. You can't make it any better. You can try to be the best person in the world. You can try to be the best husband, wife, son, daughter. But until you're broken by the Spirit of God, until the Spirit of God lets you acknowledge that your lifestyle is rotten, amen, and is unfilthy rags or is filthy rags. He said, but when God broke him, you know what he said? He said it was the Holy Ghost. Ooh, how many is thankful for the Holy Ghost? How many is thankful for the Spirit of God? Glory to God. It's one thing to read about God, but it's another thing to experience the Holy Ghost of God to come into our lives. Amen. To break us and to mold us and to mash us and fashion us as God would have us to be. Then you know what? He began to talk about one of his converts. And you know what he said? Come on, all you saints of God, pull your toes underneath the pews a little bit. He said, if you looked at him, you probably wouldn't like him. I think sometimes we got too many saints of God judging folks and looking at them and declaring whether or not they're fit to be in the house of God. Let me tell you, if they're alive and well and breathing, they're fit to be in the family of God. Don't forget where God brought you from. Don't forget how God pulled you out. Don't forget that He died on the cross for you. Quit judging folks, amen, and lift them up, because greater is He that is within us than he that's in the world. He said, no, you probably wouldn't like him. Man, he's decorated up and you look like you see him and you probably want to run, turn around and run. But you know what he said? He said he has one of the sweetest spirits. Why? He said, because he has been broken. Glory to God. He has been broken by the power of God. He has had redirected his lifestyle. Amen. He is searching and urging and trying to find places where he can stand in a congregation and witness to the young people and tell them what God brought him out of. How God released him from a sinful nature and placed his Holy Spirit within him and molded him and made him a brand new creature. How many is thankful you can be a brand new creature? But the thing is, before you can get to that point, you have to be broken. You have to be broken. Can I tell you, tears alone doesn't break you. What do they call them? Crocodile tears or whatever? I've seen tears run down folks' cheek. And please bear with me here just a moment. I don't want to be judgmental. I don't want to be offensive. But I think the tree actually produces fruit. Now, whether that fruit is good or whether that fruit is evil is up to the Lord. But I've seen tears that you would think would be genuine, sorrowful tears pour down folks' cheek, only to realize that they were only tears because they got caught. And in the moment, I believe there's genuine sorrow. But what I question is, it brokenness? Have you been broken? Has your will been broken? Has your desires been broken? Is the lifestyle that you're living, has it been broken? Has it broken you into a mass of humanity that realizes that I can't even take a step without the Lord? Because tears alone don't do it. I love the altar, but just a trip to the altar to ease your conscience doesn't do it. I'm not trying to be hateful. But this week, broken has meant something to me. It's all right to be broken again. It's all right to be broken again. Every once in a while, we just need to realize, God, would you break me? Would you break my will? God, it's not about me. It's all about you. God, it's not what I desire. It's what you desire. God, lead me. Guide me. Direct me. Help me to be the being that you would get honor and glory from. David began to shake his head. God, I could give you probably the greatest sacrifice that there is. If you required 100 bullocks, I could bring them. If you required the sacrifice of 1,000 lambs in my kingdom, I could have it done. If you needed gold, if you wanted silver, God, I could bring it to you, because our kingdom is vast. Our kingdom is great. You have blessed us. But God, I realize that's not what you desire. That's not what you want. And for me to just stand here and say, God, I'm sorry, I'll try to do better in the future, that's not what God desires. He wanted David completely broken. He wanted his spirit broken. He wanted his will broken in order to raise him up. Let me tell you something. Don't get discouraged. What God breaks into pieces, he restores better than it was to start with. You won't be the same person. You won't have the same desires. Oh, put your hands together if you know what I'm talking about. To be broken by the Spirit of God. True remorse. True sorrow. True grief for the life that you've lived, for the things that you've done. David was quick to pronounce judgment on that man who took not from his herd, but took the one little sheep from the poor man who only had one. And it took the hand of God through the prophet Nathan to make him to realize, that's what I've done. God, that's what I've done. Nothing is hid from you. Nothing is hid from God. Hallelujah. Sure, he hears our words. Sure, he sees our tears. Surely there is remorse. I think about some of the times growing up, and I mentioned it a while ago, I was more sorry that I got caught that I was sorry for committing whatever it was I got in trouble for. And I'm afraid there's been a type of watering down of repentance in the world today. I'm afraid that ministries have tried to step in and make the road to salvation so easy, and it is easy. But there comes a breaking too. Amen. God is plenteous in forgiveness. His grace is beyond our ability to either fathom or comprehend. But there must be a wearing away, a breaking away of the old man. And there must be a new creature in his place. And the only way I find that is an absolute and total breaking of our will, so that our will be one with God's will. David said, sacrifice ain't going to do it this time. Can I share with you, just raising my hand and telling y'all to pray for me, may not do it this time. If my prayers alone would save every sinner, I'd never preach another message. I'd never pick up the microphone again. I would pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. God answers prayer. But understand, there's got to be a breaking on your part. There's got to be a willingness of acknowledgement on your part. And David realized something. He said, God, all you want is a broken spirit. I was thinking, I used to like to watch Westerns. And you remember how they had the stallion that was roped and brought out of the wild herd and put into a surrounding and into a fenced area. But that stallion was just as wild as it ever was. In fact, people couldn't even hardly get close to it. But they saw potential in that stallion. Fine piece of horse flesh. For right now, no man can set a stride, can ride him. You know what they did? Patted him on the head, said, come on, little horsey. You can change your lifestyle. You can do better. Come on, let me put this saddle on you. And being a little boy, I thought that was so sad, the way that horse was broken. The things that they did almost looked inhumane. But finally, Brother David, the wildness began to be taken over by a gentle spirit. When that stallion realized that he had a master, hear me, church. If you're tired of the wildness, if you're tired of the sorrowfulness, if you're tired of all the things that's transpiring in the world, you need a master. And it is not me. It's not me. It's Jesus Christ. Until your will, until your spirit gets broken, there's potential there. Glory to God. I thought about this young man that this roofer was talking about. He said, oh, if you was to see him, you'd probably turn around and run. There was a wildness in him, but now there's a new spirit in him. Glory to God. There is potential. There's potential in your life. Amen. If you will surrender your spirit, surrender yourself unto God, God will exalt you. But if we exalt ourselves, God will put us a base. David said, Lord, you don't desire sacrifice, or else I'd give it. What was it you just preached? What must I do to be saved? Boy, if money could do it. God doesn't want your money. He doesn't need your money. Man. He wants your brokenness. He wants your will to be broken. He wants us to come, not only with a broken spirit, but a broken heart and contrite heart. One that is truly repentive. One that is truly sorrowful. Realizes that I am nothing without you. David said, that's what you want, God. You don't delight in burnt offerings. There was a time for burnt offering, but this was the time for true repentance. He said the sacrifices of God, this, in other words, the sacrifices that God recognizes. Many folks think the sacrifices that God recognizes is what can we do physically for you, God? How can we make ourselves more pleasing unto you? Well, it takes the hardness of being broken and understanding, amen, that we can't do anything without the Lord. But the promise is that through Him we can do all things. David says, no, it's not the sacrifices. It's not the burnt offerings. It's the brokenness of a spirit, a broken and contrite heart. God, you don't despise that. In other words, that's what God desires in our life. I mentioned a little bit ago, it's all right to be broken again. Amen. I remember the brokenness that I came to an altar of repentance there in Rockmart, Georgia. And you know, I had gone and gone and gone, and I had really never got satisfied. Because really, to be honest with you, somebody needed to pull me aside and tell me exactly what I was at the altar for. I shouldn't have been coming just to the altar because I'd had a bad week and I'd done some things that I needed to get forgiveness for. I needed to come to the altar in total and absolute surrender. God, here, who was it that took the song? The song said, "Jesus, you take the wheel." I'm afraid a lot of folks just want Jesus to sit in the passenger seat with them. I want you to be here. Protect me. Heal me. Be with me. But I'll drive. No, the Lord doesn't want that. He wants complete and absolute surrender. Lord, when you do that, what you think would be a terrible, demeaning process would in fact be the absolute opposite. It would be a glorious, rejuvenating, refreshing experience when you realize that you are no longer your person. You've been bought with a price. Amen. The price was paid on the cross of Calvary. Amen. And now the Spirit of the Lord dwells within you. Amen. And made you a new creature. If you can identify with that this morning, put your hands together for Jesus. Glory to God. All things have passed away. All things have become new. Why? Because of a process of brokenness. I was reminded of the prophet that God sent him down to the potter's house. This was in reference to Israel. How many knows that nations, spirits can be broken? Who knows? The mind of God. Maybe we're experiencing some of that now. Because Israel become high and mighty and thought that they were this and all of that. And, you know, God sent the prophet down to the potter's house and watched him with the clay on the wheel. God began to speak to his heart. Because he molded and made a vessel. But it didn't look right. It had an imperfection. And he knows that we were all born with that imperfection. Amen. We have that imperfection. That imperfection pertains to the flesh. Amen. Not the spirit, but the flesh. And he speaks to the prophet. And the prophet's watching the potter on the potter's wheel, and he forms and fashioned that. And then it didn't look right, so he just completely mashed it and made it brand new. When I finally got somewhere with the Lord, that's exactly what happened to me in an altar. A spiritual, amen, rejuvenating, a spiritual remaking and a reforming of my life. And can I tell you, every once in a while, God has to mash me again. God has to say, wait a minute, wait a minute. Where's that broken spirit? Where's that spirit, amen, not of independence, but where that spirit of dependence is? I find myself dependent on God every day of my life. I can't go a day without Him. I can't go an hour without Him. I need Him. And I needed that testimony. Amen. I needed that testimony from that young man. Amen. Because so many times we think, oh, if we'll just make a few sacrifices, if we'll just attend church a little bit or do this or do that. And listen, nothing wrong with that. All of that is a part of after the salvation comes, not it's not a prelude to salvation, okay? You can give all the money you want to and still be unsaved. You can join every church in town and still be unsaved. But if you're saved, you want to be a part of a congregation that believes God. You want to hear the Bible preached and you want to give unto the Lord. Amen? All of that is a byproduct of salvation. Not do it to be saved. It takes that brokenness. And when we have erred, come on, when we have erred. Just because the Spirit of God dwells within us doesn't destroy our free will. God forbid that if we don't learn to accept people when God accepts them, if God forgives them, oh, maybe it's terrible in our eyes. Maybe it's terrible in the eyes of the church. But if they have been broken, not by the church, not by the pastor, but broken by the love of God, and they have been restored, amen, by the love of God, then we too should accept them and love them. Amen. Who of us is worthy to pick up the first stone and cast it? Not me. Not me. Because I know how precious the breaking of a spirit is. I know how wonderful it is. And I want to tell you right now, God doesn't break your spirit because He's mad at you. He doesn't break your spirit because He's hateful. It's that amazing grace and love that He has for you. So much so that the parable said the 99 were safe within. But the good shepherd goes out and he searches and he searches and he searches till he finds that one little lost sheep. It kind of does away with the church saying, oh, they'll never be any better. Come on. What if that was you out there? What if that was one of your loved ones? God, don't let me get too high in myself. Don't let me think too highly in regard myself, because God, I can't even walk without You. Thank You for Your love that breaks our will. Thank You for the love that gives us a contrite and a broken spirit, God, so that You can make us and mold us and fashion us into what You would have us to be. Glory to God. If you've not been broken by the Spirit of the Lord lately, maybe it's time to say, God, not my will, but Thine be done. Not my will, but Thine be done. In 1 John chapter number 1, verse number 9, everybody say that word with me, if. If doesn't mean it's happened yet. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. David said, that's what I need. I acknowledge my sin. I acknowledge my transgression. I have sinned against You, God. But I need You to break me. I need You to take my spirit and break it and break my heart and my spirit to be contrite and repentant so that I won't do it again. But God, I will be the vessel that You would have me to be. Lord, what a vessel that is. What we think is an awful situation turns into a jubilant situation. Because there is a cleanness, there is a pureness about having God break our will and break our spirit and in turn place His will into our life. Amen. You know what? One thing it does. It eases that conscience. You know what else it does? Puts a bridle on the tongue of Satan. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Satan wants you bound by your past. He wants you bound by those sins. He wants you bound by that sinful nature, by that wild lifestyle, whatever it was. Amen? But how many knows when God comes in, He cleanses us. He cleans us up. Glory to God. He breaks our spirit. He fills us with the Holy Ghost. He fills us with His anointing. He is with us each and every day. Whatever we come to go through, God will be there with us through His Spirit. Lord, mold me. Break me. make me into what you would have me to be. If we confess our sins, he is faithful just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Father, some of the hardest words, I have sinned. You know the story of the prodigal son. Father, I've sinned. His spirit had to be crushed. His spirit had to be broken. But I believe from that day on, he knew how well it was to be in the Father's house. He knew what he had in serving Christ. There's no better life. In fact, there is no life outside of serving Christ. Amen. You can gain this whole world and lose your soul. Your soul is the most precious thing about you. And how you guard that, and how you anoint that, and how you dedicate that unto the Lord, amen, is going to be the means of how you spend your life and how you spend eternity. Children, if you're not saved, if you're not born again, if you're not walking with Jesus, if you're pretending or whatever it is, and I don't want to be hateful. The Word sometimes pricks our heart. I don't want to be the one to prick your heart, but I want the Word to prick your heart. And I want the Word to put a sense of seriousness in our spirit. Amen. We need to be serious with God at all times, but especially in the day and hour we're living in now. How many knows there is evil that you can almost feel in this world today? That you hear it, you see it, you read about it, it's here, it's prevalent. But you know what? Greater is he that is within us. But if you've not given your life to Jesus, there is no better time. If there's something in your life that you've concealed, there's no better time. And I know what Satan just said to you. You don't need to do that because everybody's going to think, man, you've been that. I don't care what Satan thinks. David had to get to a point. I don't care what the kingdom thinks. I don't care what anybody else in the palace thinks. I got to get it right with God. And until we get that mindset, it'll continue to be a heavy burden. Would you stand? Every eye closed, every head bowed, every saint of God praying. Is there one this morning? Do you need a touch from the Lord? Do you need a refreshing? Do you need your will to be broken? This altar is open. Please, nobody looking around. Everybody praying. Seeking the will of God. We won't tarry long. If the Holy Ghost can't bring you, I can't bring you. But I want us to remember that we need to have our will broken by the loving Spirit of God in order to be pleasing unto him. May God bless you and keep you. We love each and every one of you.
Praise the Lord. Praise God for his word. Amen. Let's just pause just for a second and be reverent to the Lord this moment. His word is so true. It breathes life. Lord, we just love you. Praise the Lord. Just want to praise the Lord this morning. Just want to thank him. Know that this altar is open. If there's anyone, even if you're just being pulled, release that grip on those pews. And if you feel like you need to come to the altar this morning, I said it is open. We will stay and pray with you. Praise God. All hearts and minds clear. Praise the Lord. Just want to love him this morning. Good to see each and every one of you. Just want to, y'all, if you would. That's right. Thank you. As we get ready to part. Don't forget, you're all invited back this evening. We're having a singing. Sister Benita Eileen's going to be here. We're really looking forward to her ministry. We'd like for you to fill the house. If you'd like to invite someone, let them know. And that we'll just have a great singing and worshiping of the Lord this evening. Praise the Lord. All righty. Well, if all hearts and minds are clear, just know how much we love you. We thank you so very much. Ben, don't forget about Banner Brothers Tuesday night. We'd love to have y'all. This prayer will be dismissed. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, again, we just thank you for allowing us to gather in your house this morning, Lord, for allowing us to be part of this message that was gone forth. Lord, as we receive your word, Lord, as we receive that encouragement that we know about releasing all to you, dear Lord. Lord, that's the only way, the Lord, we'll find that peace and happiness. Lord, again, thank you for each family represented here, those watching live on the screen. Lord, let each and every one know, dear Lord, without a shadow of a doubt, feel your holy presence. Again, dear Lord, as we prepare to part, we ask you to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time, dear Lord, and we ask now that you'll just bless the events this evening, dear Lord, as we have this singing, dear Lord, and we're just going to give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Have a wonderful afternoon. Praise God.